VOA News, I'm Liz Pelka. A tense calm descended on Hong Kong early on Tuesday, hours after police fired tear gas to disperse hundreds of protesters who had stormed the legislature in chaotic scenes to protest against an extradition bill in a direct challenge to Beijing. Reuters' Michelle Hennessy reports.
Hundreds stormed the building Monday night, smashing computers and spray-painting chamber walls. A colonial-era flag was hung from a podium, an ironic symbol on the day that marked the 22nd anniversary of Hong Kong's return from British to Chinese control. Less than 24 hours later, an eerie sense of calm has fallen on the city. By Tuesday, protesters were nowhere to be seen. At 4 a.m., Chief Executive Carrie Lam fronted the media to defend her government's handling of the escalating protests.
It is not true to say that the government has not responded.
Beijing-backed Lam is now clinging to her job.
That was Reuters' Michelle Hennessy reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump says he thinks Iran is playing with fire after the country announced it had exceeded the limit on its stockpile of low-enriched uranium. An earlier White House statement reiterated the U.S. position that it would never allow Iran to develop a nuclear weapon. Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif told the semi-official news agency ISNA that Iran had crossed the 300-kilogram limit on its stockpile. A Philippine man has been identified as one of two people who carried out a suicide bombing attack on a military outpost last week. That makes it the first such attack involving a homegrown terrorist. We have more on this story on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. The United States is threatening to impose tariffs on $4 billion in European Union goods. This comes over a lengthy dispute involving subsidies for the world's two largest plane manufacturers. The U.S. Trade Representative's Office released a list Monday of additional products the U.S. could target in addition to the $21 billion worth of goods that were announced in April. Among the list of additional goods are a variety of metals, olives, Italian cheese, and Scotch whiskey. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security is now investigating a report that current and former Border Patrol agents are part of a Facebook group posting racist, sexist, and violent posts about migrants and Latin American lawmakers. The U.S. Border Patrol chief is condemning the offensive posts. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Some were sexually explicit posts about Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who is among Democrats touring border facilities yesterday and describing what one called jail-like conditions where migrants are being held.
What we saw today was unconscionable.
Border Patrol Chief Carla Provo says the posts were completely inappropriate. President Trump said yesterday he had not seen them, but claimed Border Patrol agents are just unhappy with Congress.
The Border Patrol, they're patriots, they're great people. They love our country.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
A U.S. congressional delegation visiting Cameroon has called for unconditional talks between the government and rebels on the country's separatist conflict. The two-year struggle has killed close to 2,000 people and displaced hundreds of thousands. California Congresswoman Karen Bass said late Monday that the government and rebels should respect human rights and end all violence and begin talks on the separatist conflict.
We especially want to see a peaceful dialogue. A peaceful resolution without conditions. We want to see all sides come to the table.
The U.S. delegation is scheduled to meet with Cameroonian activists and rights groups Tuesday. Cameroon's English-speaking western regions have fought to separate from the French-speaking government. The government says it will not engage in any talks with the rebels. That includes the issue of separation from Cameroon. 14 sailors have died in a fire on a deep-sea submersible. That's according to the Russian military. The fire broke out Monday while the crew was in Russian territorial waters, gathering biometric measurements for a military survey, according to the Defense Ministry. The seaman died of smoke inhalation. An official investigation is underway. More stories for you on VOAnews.com. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.
VOA. Begin broadcast. VOA 1. Let's keep it moving. The best music now.